Life on Mission Radio Show with
Manuel James Delgado in the house
with Fiona, and we have some very special guests today from Denmark live on Zoom. And they're from
No, Google Meet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
You guys, potato, I guess.
You guys there? Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, yes. We can hear you.
Oh, very nice. We can hear you loud and clear. Man, those are some manly voices. Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
We can go even deeper.
Yeah. This is good. This is good. It's good to be back in the studio.
Yes, it's really nice.
It's weird to, you know, just be a guest in your own ode show, but, you know, that's just the way life is.
You're sitting on a bus chair today, so...
That's actually true. Semi-bus.
Yeah, but it's nice sitting here with you, and nice sitting here with ACTS Academy Music, at least two members of it.
Yeah.
So quickly introduce your guys' yourself, and, you know, where you're from, and, you know, I don't know, your favorite brand of clothes or something like that.
What?
All right. Will you go first?
Yeah, I can. I'm Jonas, and I'm from Denmark. I'm from a city called Aabenraa, which is not too far from ACTS Academy, where we're at right now. Favorite brand clothes, just secondhand shop clothes. Ooh. That's my favorite. So I don't really buy new clothes at all, too much.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I'm Espen Engholm, and I'm a teacher here at the school, and married. Got three kids, and teacher at the school, pastor in a church, doing that whole thing.
Nice.
And my favorite brand of clothes is, of course, ACTS Academy merch. I got something on right now.
Oh, that's legit.
Legit, bro.
Espen, you know, this is it's an international radio show on the Faroe Islands, and you have something to do with the Faroese culture.
I truly do. Yeah. I'm married to a Faroese girl.
Nice. Yeah. Do you know any Faroese?
Yeah. I can understand it, not pronounce it.
What's gongst?
Kongagots?
Sabagots.
The important phrase of all times is just Grindaboa.
Grindaboa.
That means the whales are in. Let's kill them for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Dinner is in the house, bro. In the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice. Really cool to have you guys here. You have some lineup stuff just to get things started, though, huh, Fiona?
Yeah. I thought since we're talking about music, we could talk about what's our favorite worship song. It's probably hard to decide. When I thought about the question myself, I was like, one song? I don't know. But one of your favorite songs. So, yes. Manuel, what do you think?
Well, for me, it's easy. I don't know why I keep on going back to the song, but Prince of Peace by Hillsong. And the one that I watch mostly, though, is when they filmed live in Jerusalem. They were in Gethsemane, and it was such an environment for that song.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about Jesus praying the way that he prayed, he was praying so earnestly and so full of anxiety of what was going to happen that he was sweating blood. And yet he's our Prince of Peace, you know, and then just what we can go to him when our thoughts rage war, you are our God. That's one of the lyrics in that song, and it's just so that's my go-to song all the time, still to this day. Yeah, that's me.
That's very good.
Nice.
For me, I would say the one that's coming back and back, like at least for this year, it has been Gratitude by Brandon Lake. It's just been important to me to that whole the whole thing about I have nothing else to give. I just have this thing that I can't do anything. I have nothing else to give but my praise and my worship to you. That's something you feel like, that's if the only thing I need to do is to put my hands in the air and that's the only thing that I can. I think that's a very, very powerful lyric, but also it speaks to you to speak to your own soul, to take control of your worship. Like there's something inside you that wants to worship and praise God for who he is throughout whatever circumstance you're standing in front of.
Come love on. That song. You also like it because it reminds you of Madagascar. Throw your hands up in the air like you're just...
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah. I like to move it.
Yeah,
I think for me, Heart of Worship is one that I'm coming back to again and again. And it's Ooh. Just because of...
I'm coming back to the Heart of Worship.
Yeah. And it's just because of... It's refocusing every time. Focusing in on Jesus, all about him. Yeah. And just that is the essence of it all. And for me, that's just so strong. So I think I'm in different songs and different seasons, but that one is just like whenever... There's just sometimes where this song just comes back again and I need to bring that in again.
Mm. Yeah. Fiona, how about you? You asked the question.
Yeah, I asked the question and I chose Reckless Love. And
typical.
Yeah, like it's such a good song. Like God was there at the beginning before I was even born and he loved me so much that he does everything for us. And it also gives me like nostalgic vibes of youth camps in the summer, where you would always sing that song in Christian youth camps. So it's also good memories for me when I listen to that song.
So
I actually chose it for the first song.
Okay.
So let's listen to Reckless Love by Mass Anthem, their version of it.
There we go. Enjoy.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, you're coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear. You're coming after me. Oh, I know you're able, and I know you can see through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. I know the sorrow,
All right, that was Reckless Love with the mass anthem version of it. That was really good. Yeah. Smooth. It was good. If you're just joining us, this is Shea Radio 101.7 here on the Faroe Islands with an international audience. And we have in the studio with us today Axe Academy music team, at least part of you guys, the important ones, right?
Yeah, of course.
Some of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just want to let the listeners know that if you're listening live and you're here on the Faroe Islands and you have a comment about what we're talking about, you want to just give a word of encouragement, you need some prayer, whatever it is, you can SMS us loco at 577777. So it's 5 and then 5 7s. That's pretty easy to remember. Otherwise, if you know us personally, you could just write us a message on social media and we'll look there and give you a shout out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's all the informational stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know what's cool about this radio station, guys, is we now that it's digital in some ways that we can see, you know, how many are watching, but there's been times where we've had people that were like on a Russian ship, you know, in the Faroese waters and was just looking for music to listen to and found Shay. And check this out. Oh. He was a Russian sailor. So he only spoke Russian, didn't understand English, right? But he said that he heard some songs and just something about that song just hit him so hard in the heart. And he felt like it was Jesus touching his heart. And he gave his life to Jesus right then and there. And he found a way to call and write to the radio station months later and say, thank you for what you're doing. I didn't understand anything, but you're playing something about Jesus and it really touched me. And I mean, so you never know who's listening and the impact it gives. So, and now that we have this on the podcast afterwards, you know, who knows who's going to reach. So God is just good like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, all right, Fiona, what's next?
So we're here with Axe Academy Music, like we said many times before, but they have 3 songs that they recently released. And I wanted to talk about the one that has actually the most listens to on Spotify, which is Always There. And I wanted to ask what the story is.
Yeah, but before that, why Axe Academy Music and why now? What's the vision behind it and why did you get it started now, you know, the season and stuff like that? Let me hear about that.
Yeah, so I started as a teacher here at the school Axe Academy 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was very much on my heart is to write songs, write music, but also to capture, because what you see when you start working at a Bible college or like when people work with their own lives and start to develop their relationship with God, something happens with us internally. And I thought we need to find a way to capture through testimonies, through songs, what's going on? What is the new revelation you're getting?
Come on.
With the teaching that's there. Mm-hmm. What is it that God is saying to you? And we started to kind of find a way to cultivate more and more songwriting here at the school. And it slowly developed. We started some songwriting camps where people started to come from all around Denmark, like professionals, producers, songwriters.
Come on, musicians, that's cool.
To be a part of it. So we do that once a year, meet for a week and write songs. We will have like 15 roomed sessions a day. And people write 1, 2, some 3 songs.
Mm-hmm.
So in a week or 3 days, we end up having between 50 and 60 new songs.
Come on.
And you listen to all of these new stories.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our students, we kind of teach them and prepare them to get into this. They have kind of 2 to 3 months where they write every week a new mm-hmm. song. And also in groups, so it's like 5, 6, 7 groups, depending on how many students we are mm-hmm. In that semester. And then they're writing their own songs. And then we actually, in this week we're in right now, we have the production week. So we have narrowed 50, no more, a total of 70 songs. 70 songs has been narrowed down to like where are the gems, what are the songs that we will pursue in production and get further in.
Yeah.
And this year it's been crazy. There's so much good songs coming.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so important too, because it's not just you're developing a rhythm, but also a type of discipline, you know, because we're so quick to turn everything, including our talents, into a feeling. Whereas, you know, like, this is my talent, but I don't feel like using it. I don't feel like it's the time, you know, and, you know, God's love, if it was a feeling, wow, we would be in big trouble, but it's not. It's just who he is. It's you know, it's a muscle, you know, and so writing music and getting into the rhythm of writing it not only gives you the momentum, but it's just a discipline. Okay, write down what God is putting on your heart. And then, you know, it just becomes engraved in you, just like, you know, God commanded the Israelites, you know, to write these words down and hold them as close as possible to you. I mean, that's an amazing discipline that you're developing in these students. I love that.
And then we just, you know, we get to capture, I get to see all of these testimonies in writing and melody and, like this day we were just sharing some of the works that we were having. I'll start to get tears again, sorry. But some of the works that we have been doing this week, and we had a moment the other evening. So every evening when we have the production week at 10 o'clock in the evening, we listen to what we've done that day. So people are working from 8 o'clock to 10.
Jeez.
On a production day, it's different times you go in, you capture different parts of a song and you create all of that. But one of the moments I saw one of the girls that had created a song, it's called I'll Be Okay. And I could just see it touched her. And then I asked her afterwards, what's going on? I just found out that everything that I went through, all of my struggles, all of these things, this is the turning point. God just told me this is the turning point.
Ooh.
Now it's a new beginning.
Come on.
And I shared that with the staff, and then they played the song, and you just saw a room, because everybody knows her story.
Wow.
And you could just see this is the impact that it gives, that somebody is able to put into word, what is it God has done for me?
Yeah.
It's taken all of this frustration, all of these things that I've gone through, all of these things that are hard for me, and now I put it into a song. And at the beginning for this song, they said, oh, I'll be okay. Is that a good line? I said, it's an amazing line. When you say I'll be okay, it's not like, oh, God is safe. Oh, I will. All of these things that is also good and also right.
Yeah.
And I'm free. But if you say, okay, you know what? I'll be okay. When God is with me, I'll be okay. That's a very strong lyric.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't go all the way up here. It actually says right here, right now.
Yeah,
I'm content with the status of the things, and I'll be okay, because now I know that he's with me through anything that I can I'm going through.
Praise him. Wow. This I can't wait to hear that song.
Get ready.
Nice. So
are there new songs like really in the coming, or what is What is in the future for our Acts Academy Music?
There's a lot. It's looking right now, you'll get new music from us every 4 weeks.
Holy guacamole.
That's really good.
That's epic.
Really,
and we'll see how long we can keep that pace, but at the moment it looks like a year or a bit more than that.
We might have to change the pace to release more often, actually, with all the songs that are
Yeah, looking forward to hearing, like, I love that you have singles out. I'm looking forward to, like, you know, an album that has like a red line, a story through it all. That would be a very interesting, and I'm sure you're already doing something like that, and I'm revealing secrets that shouldn't be. I'm just playing.
Well, the songs that are written that are coming now, they are going together on an EP where you can kind of get that.
Yeah.
There's a line.
Very good.
That's coming up.
Very good.
Yeah.
Shall we play this song and then ask him a bit about it?
Yeah.
So we're going to play one of the first songs that has the most hits on, most plays.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
As far as I know, this morning.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right, cool. So this is Always There, studio version. Enjoy.
My story isn't one of great epiphanies. My life wasn't changed by one experience. This faith is built on more than a feeling. I know you're here. I might have been a bit like a Pharisee, kept rules thinking that was all you had for me. You showed the way to something so much greater. I see you here. I see you here. I see it now. It's loud and clear. Every time you've always been near. And I don't know how, but all along you. Thank you.
Holy moly, that was a powerful song. Woo!
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Where do you go from there? Oh, I love that. You know, I was just what you were sharing from what that girl wrote and then just hearing this song. For a while now, this part of the Lord is my shepherd, Psalms 23, the part that's still impacts me when I quote it is, you know, right after it says that, you know, he guides me along the right paths for his name's sake, right? So you're like, okay, so he's going to, you know, as long as I'm seeking him, he's going to guide me along the right path. And I'm going to know it's the right path because it's going to be, you know, where I'm always thriving, where, because just before he says, you know, he makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. You know, he restores my soul. So you have that mentality. And then right after he says, you know, for his name's sake, he's going to guide me on the right path. But then right after it says, and even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil because you are with me. So like, whoa. So that path that he's going to guide me on for his name's sake is going to take me through that same valley of the shadow of death. What the heck, you know? But like this girl that shared and this song is proclaiming, you know, I don't know how, but you see me there and you always come through. You're always there. And it's just, when people put that into worship form where we get to like proclaim it, where we get to sing it, where we get to halal it, it just has some sort of more powerful, heavenly, eternal value and impact. It's like a sweet aroma up to his nostrils. And you're like, woo! Yeah, I love worship. Sorry. I love worship.
Actually, think in the songs here, the thing of just proclaiming the truths about God and who he is has just been a big theme.
Mm.
So this one just about God is faithful in everything, that has definitely been a big one of always there. It feels so good. It's so right to just proclaim those truths.
Yeah. Mm. So what's the story behind this song that we just listened to?
Yeah, so for this one, it was the students and the group that I was in, we were writing we were finding testimonies. So finding our testimony and they shared that they said, oh, we don't have any significant testimonies. We've just been Christians all our lives. I said, you know what? That's the best testimony.
Come on.
That's a great testimony. So I said, okay, how about us writing, like, when was the first time you really felt God in your life? Not just when did it change for you? Grew up in a Christian family, so what happened? And then they started sharing about those things that is just for the first verse is like it's the first verse is Ida that's singing on the track, and about God just. It was just a journey of faith that kept on going and a belief that grew stronger and stronger and stronger. The second one is about another girl called Salome from the Netherlands that told about this, that she like had a faith that was very like a Pharisee, you know, like it has that extreme phase that you have in faith, and then suddenly you find out about God's love and find out about those things in your life and it becomes evident to you. The third verse that is a bit strong, you could say in the lyric, but we kept it there still, is about a young guy called Misha. He's also the guy playing the violin on the track, and he's from Ukraine. He was telling the story about the doctors wanting his parents to get an abortion because they thought that he would be a handicapped boy.
Oh my goodness.
So, and then the church community that they were in, his parents were actually barely new to faith, but they started praying.
Wow.
And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they kept him even though the doctor said no. And he says that was probably the first encounter I had with God, because I was alive baby, not just something else. I was in my mother's womb, and we all know that that's a strong lyric, but I think in many other things we can relate to that fact of something extreme that is where God has intervened in some way. And then there's the last one, that's Rachel from the Faroe Islands. That's her talking about, she was sitting in a room with her family, and they were suddenly talking about, she was a kid, and they were, for some reason, they were all talking about doomsday or something like that, that would come eventually. As a kid, she remembered that fear came all over her. She just folded her hands as a kid and said, and started praying, saying, God, please help me in this. I'm afraid. Yeah. And she said, like, it was like darkness came, and then it all let go after she prayed. And then this thing of all of their testimonies was, which I think is a strong testimony, that when you look back, you can see that God is with you through all of these different things, that it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be the big testimonies. They are also there, but God is with us through everything. And then tying it all together, which has been for me one of the strongest parts, is you, that the lyric, you are working through all little things, always moving and pulling strings, that God is just orchestrating and helping us, like you said, on the path that we're going on, and we're going on the path with Him, and He's just there moving that with us. I thought that was a very beautiful picture of how it looks maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so good. Like, I actually highlighted the first two verses. I was like, I wrote a comment. I was like, that's so relatable. And yeah, that's something through all the three songs, but especially in that one where I was like, oh, it's so close to me, because... like, those are so rare and so true emotions and testimonies that you guys are singing about, that it's like, I don't know, it hit different.
It's rarely, that's what I thought, it's actually rarely that we sing about those kind of things, that, you know what, God has been there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
This is so good.
And if you actually read a lot of the Psalms, like, he might start off complaining, but he always proclaims, ranting up, but he always ends in proclaiming, but you are there with me, your faithfulness is good and sure, and it's just, nice. Should we play another song and then jump into what you have next?
Sounds good.
We're going to play another one of your songs, I Humble My Heart. Uh-oh. I'm not sure I want to hear the story behind that one.
let's go. Let's go.
Here you go.
Jesus, you are everything, everything to me. You have broken every chain. Now I'm truly free. I bow down before you, Lord, moving close to you. Come and drench my every thought. Let me be like you. Humbly you came, leaving the highest seat. King of all kings, kneeling to wash my feet. You died on the cross because of your love's
come lead the way. I humble my heart. I'm open for change, for a new start. Come lead the way. I humble my heart. I'm open for change, for a new start.
Hello and welcome back to the Pace Show on Shea Radio, and today with the special guests from ACT Academy Music. If you want to participate in what we're talking about, or just want to say hi or say how great the songs are, then you are welcome to message us under 577777, which is 15 and 57, or just contact us on social media, if you know us personally, or under Pace for Islands. Yes.
I just had to say two things that really stuck out with this song. You know, when you ask God to humble your heart, right? I was just thinking of Isaiah, right? In the temple and his encounter with the presence of God. Just even like, it was the train part of the gown that filled the whole temple, right? And just seeing the angels up in heaven running back and forth and, you know, proclaiming, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And it was because of what they were doing that, you know, the presence of God, that he realized, well, okay, this is what I'm created to do, worship God in everything that I do, right? So he was so humbled in that moment. Mm. And because of that humility in the presence of God, he found his calling, right? Yeah. And then you know that you're following after God's calling, like this song portrayed, because you can actually hear the very heartbeat of God. And I felt like that's what that beat was doing, the boom, boom. You know you're aligned with that heartbeat of the creator of the universe. I was like, what? It was such a reflection song for me. It was very powerful. I loved it.
What were it's your actually thoughts? Been
good.
It's actually it's been one of the songs that has been very important for the year we've had. Like since that was written here at the school. It's been a big part of our worship here. So we've just been looking so much forward to getting that one out.
Okay, yeah. That's something that I can go deep into worship and study and just reflect time, like, wow. Go for it, sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. Actually, I was part of writing this song, and it's also me singing together with my wife, Ida, who also sang the other song. So, and we were there with Misha, who you also heard about earlier, who plays the violin. And we had we got the theme or like the inspiration of generosity, writing into generosity. Mm. And we were so inspired actually to go into how generous God has been to us. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get the with humbly you came. Like it's just so generous of God and how we just want to do the same thing. And we just, in that writing session, we were like, we need to have something where we can surrender this to God, because we're not able to be that generous in our own strength. So this song is really about understanding we need to give this over to God and give him the option, the opportunity to work in us.
Yeah.
Every single day, actually. All the time.
Quick side note, his name is Misha.
Misha.
Yeah. How long has he been in Denmark?
This is his fourth semester. So.
Okay.
1.5 A little more than that.
Something about Ukrainians and playing those string instruments. I knew another Ukrainian in Denmark, and he was probably one of the best violinists I've ever met. He lives in Esbjerg and married to a Dane. And my daughter plays the violin as well. So like when I hear that, I just think that's going to be my girl, you know, like I just can't wait till she uses her talent to, you know, play worship. So it's quite special. And the song just started with that. Just like, woo, it was good. Yeah.
Maybe we should show her the song.
Yeah, right. Play this for me, girl.
Yes. That would be nice.
Yeah. Misha will have to make a tutorial, maybe. He can just show everyone how it's done, and then you can all learn to play the violin and play I Humble My Heart. That's pretty.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
It's really
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are at ACT Academy, and music is not all you do. So, I wanted to.
You would think so.
Yeah, you would think so, according to those songs. But yeah, I wanted to ask how it is being at ACT Academy. Has how it's been working there, and yeah, if you guys have something that you learned there that you're just gonna say, yeah, that's the most important thing I learned during those years I've been here.
Yeah. I started here with my wife Ida, as I said earlier, in January last year. So we've been here for a little more than a year now. And what I've learned is that God has a specific calling for me. He has something he wants to do with us specifically. Mm-hmm. And he has that for everyone. I think before that I've been a Christian my whole life, but it was just, oh yeah, God is good. Yeah, that's nice. And I'll live my life and know that he's good, and he has done a lot of great things. But now I really understand that his power, the power of his grace, is available for me every single day. Mm. And that I don't have to live life in my own strength. Like it's actually life changing to get these truths in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are just some of the very big things that I have experienced here at ACT. Yeah.
For me, well, we moved here as a family 4 years ago, started as students, and became a part of the staff here a year after. And it's hard to put it down to one thing, but that's what Jonas is talking about. I think one of the things that I'm really taking with me is also throughout that year, I really stepped into the calling of my life, I would say. Working with creativity, working with music, and helping others find their voice also, their voice in music, but also in just all of those things that you go through when you set aside time to dive deep into what God has for you.
Yeah. I love the, I don't know if you realize it, but the theme that both of you are kind of like touching on right now. And I feel like, you know, when God gives something, it's always a two-sided coin. And you touched on grace. And so many times we accept God's grace in a mercy form, you know, not getting what we deserve. You know, he saved us from our sins. And that's only one side of the coin. And it's a very important side of the coin, but it's still only one side. But then there's the empowerment of his grace. His grace empowers us, you know.
Exactly.
And when we
are obedient to the door or the platform that he creates for us to build something on, to experience something on, then like you're saying, Espan, like you allowed yourself to surrender to what God's calling is on your life.
Yeah.
And you have been empowered to not only express your talent with eternal values, but equip others and ignite them to use their talents at the same capacity. And that's powerful stuff, you know? And when you have a school that's doing that, you know, from year to year, generation to generation, okay, yes, that's a good thing. Other people need to experience that. So that's awesome. I love that. Yeah. So what do you got right there? You have something.
Oh, yeah. So what is a story that you will probably still tell your grandchildren about ACTS Academy or about your journey with music? Do you have a story, Emmanuel? Not about ACTS Academy, but in general.
To tell my grandchildren. Wow, that's a really, really good one. Because, you know, Denmark is my second home, you know, like when I gave my life to Jesus, I felt the call to mission. And at that time, I felt like I didn't understand fully what mission was because I thought I was discipling and doing stuff where I was at, but I just felt like I was supposed to go somewhere else, you know, and our life is a mission. We live life on mission. It's not about just going to a place. But when Denmark came into the picture, I knew nothing about it. I thought it was Holland. I thought I was expecting mountains and stuff, and it was like flatter than flat. I mean, you can watch your dog run away for like 2 weeks and still see him.
Were you expecting mountains in Holland?
I know, that's how bad Americans are, you know, with the geography. So yeah, anyways, when I came here, you know, just so much. And then now being on the Faroe Islands. So I think it's not about telling my grandchildren this a story, but like I would love to take them on a journey through all the places that I've been. I got to do that with my parents a couple summers ago because we were already living on the Faroe Islands, but we did a vacation time in the summer in Denmark. And I got to take them to some of the spots that I, you know, that I experienced God with that helped transform and redefine my life. And it was just so cool for them to like see those spots and experience it with me. Just a little taste test. It was, so I hope I can do that with my grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the easy answer would be, because I think that is one of the things that I'll keep talking about is, these songs that we are making right now. And there's so many stories, so many things going on in all of that. And knowing the heart behind every single one of them is a testimony or a new revelation from someone.
Mm-hmm.
My grandkids will know all about it because my kids are here at the school. We're living at the school. So
yeah.
So they will probably tell worse stories than me.
Oh my goodness. And to know that
all beautiful stories.
But just like, hey, we can play some of the songs that they played back then, you know, and find it somewhere in the cloud. It's really cool.
I really liked, Manny, what you said about going to different places where you had encounters or different experiences that had really been like shaping you. And I think for me, it will be a lot of the same thing. Yeah. If I would like to go here with my grandkids.
Yeah, someday. Right. Show them the school, the lake, just the walk around that you did.
Just doing God every single morning, and we just there's so many great experiences already in this place.
Yeah, you know, I have my spiritual childhood, grow up time in Denmark was in Maya, right? But when I went to calling where the Axe Academy is and stuff like that, and I saw your grounds with that beautiful lake and stuff, I'm like, what? God, you sent me to the wrong spot. I would have loved to like walk around this lake every morning and just have a nice little worship session and devotion time. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful there. I love going to visit Axe Academy. So, gentlemen and lady,
yeah,
our time is up.
That went by really fast.
Yeah.
We will. I ask you if you want to pray,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll say goodbye and play the last song. That you guys,
our latest single, yeah.
Latest song, yes. Mm.
Any last words or anything that God's put on your heart to encourage the listeners with, you two?
Just that I think all of these songs that we have been a part of course, if they have an impact to you, please let us know. It will encourage the writers behind it.
Mm.
It's all about, so all of these songs that are coming out over the next couple of months right now is about being with God, as you probably already hear from what we've been talking about. And the upcoming EP is called With You, and it's just stories of people that has had experience with God and how that has impacted them. And we hope that and pray that they will have the same impact for you.
Amen. And I would like to also add that your story can actually also be a story that can change something for someone else,
yeah.
as you hear from the songs. So don't be afraid to actually share your testimony with others, because it just changes us to hear testimonies about how God is moving and what he's doing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Gentlemen, it's been an honor. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to seeing
Thank
what else
comes
out of Axe Academy Music.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Check out Axe Academy Music on Spotify or
YouTube Music.
Or I heard you have Facebook and Instagram and all the
Instagram,
above.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And
trying to be everywhere.
Yeah. And this radio show will also be on most podcast channels, so you can hear it again and just hear the heart behind this album. So let's close in prayer and then we'll play Fear Has No Power. Heavenly Father, wow, we're so thankful for who you are in our lives. Just to be able to soak in your presence, to go anywhere and bring your presence, that you have chosen to co-labor with us to reveal your kingdom that is good, pleasing, and perfect. So Jesus, I pray that the way that we express our gratitude for all that you've done, let us just bring a sacrifice, a blessing of praise to you, that we worship you in all we do. Yes, it is also in our way of living, but we want to sing to you. We want to worship you and proclaim things and just see how that just affects the surrounding areas, you know. So many wonderful miracle stories of people just worshiping you and you bringing healing through that and you bringing transformation through that. And we believe that you are still in the business of healing and transforming lives. You have given us the ministry of reconciliation, and we are all in with restoring relationships, first to you and then also to others. We love you. We are madly in love with you. Continue to equip and bless Axe Academy for their diligence and obedience to the mandates that you have on the school and everyone there for this season and the seasons to come. And I just pray that you will open the doors for others to be able to come and experience what you're doing there so that they can help spread this wildfire of your Holy Spirit to the ends of the earth. We love you so much, Jesus. Thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Be blessed, all you listeners. And we'll end with Fear Has No Power.
Through every season, you're leading me, God. In my weakness, you're holding me. Every shadow will fade away when I call.
no power. Your love is ruling here. I trust your faithfulness, that you are always near. In the deepest of valleys, I will never be alone. I trust your faithfulness wherever I may go.
Faithfulness, that you are always near. In the deep-